Well, hello there. Good evening, everybody, from Ironton, Missouri, the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament in its 99th installment as we get started with the girls' game here in day two. Jared Pettis with you here on KFMO and KFMOsports.com. We started with the Fredericktown Lady Blackcats. They are the visitors. They are the ones to the 1-0. Jason Starkey is their head coach. They go with the junior, Layla Stevens, senior, Lauren Mell, senior, Sydney Donahue, sophomore, Briley Allgaier, and junior, Tegan Stevens. For the Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers, they are the home team. They are also 1-0. Ricky Turnbow is their head coach in his sixth year. They go with the 5'7 junior, Callie Hinkle, 5'5 sophomore, Annabelle Adams, 5'4 junior, Lily Adams, 5'8 junior, Hattie Vineyard, 5'6 junior, Braylon Turnbow. Arcadia Valley in the white uniforms, Fredericktown in the black jerseys. Both feature gold, and those starting lineups brought to you by American Family Insurance agent Harry Peterson, located at 700 West Karsh Boulevard in Farmington. The Harry Peterson Agency is proud to protect the dreams of families right here in our community, because supporting you off the court is just as important as cheering with you in the stands. Opening tip brought to you by Boyd & Associates, turning complicated matters into simple concepts. John Boyd with Boyd & Associates has been bringing accounting integrity, character, client focus, and dedication to our local community for 20 years. And Fredericktown will turn over their first possession, 18 seconds in. And EV has their first chance on the far side of the floor as they attack that basket. We're seated on the stage here at Arcadia Valley High School. Braylon Turnbow in the right corner. Takes it to the wing. Down low, posting up, Hattie Vineyard, outsized by the senior, Sydney Donahue. But Vineyard will put it over her, up and in. Hattie Vineyard, with her first make, gets 2-0 Arcadia Valley. Bounce pass on the inbound goes to Layla Stevens. In the backcourt across the timeline, that's Lauren Mell with the bright pink shoes. Throws it to the backcourt. That's a backcourt violation, and that is two turnovers for Fredericktown. Tegan Stevens was put in a bad spot as she collected that pass right on the timeline and pivoted back to the backcourt. Braylon Turnbow across the timeline. To the right side, that's Annabelle Adams. Now to Hattie Vineyard at the corner. Between the circles, back to Annabelle Adams. Now to the left wing for Lily Adams. Bounce pass down low, Callie Hinkle. Trying to work inside on the defender, Donahue. Put it up and over, can't hit. The rebound is grabbed by Vineyard, but she's called on the push of the back. That'll be her first. And the team's first, and with 6:46 to go here in the opening quarter, Fredericktown gets it again. They've turned over their first two possessions. Full court pressure from Arcadia Valley. Tegan Stevens to the near side for Lauren Mell. Mell picked up her dribble in a bad spot. Might have got away with a double dribble as she caught it and then put it to the floor. There's Briley Allgaier, tried to go down low to Sydney Donahue. And it is knocked out of bounds by a defender. And that'll force Fredericktown to reset a minute and a half into this opening quarter, 2-0 AV. Inbound goes to Stevens. She gets it back to Mell. Mell working baseline, one on two, and it's stolen away, or it would have been stolen away by Annabelle Adams. Late whistle. We go jump ball, and the arrow favors Fredericktown. The second possession arrow change of the opening quarter. And Layla Stevens will inbound. Stevens throws it up top. It was knocked away by Annabelle Adams, and she gets to it first. Fredericktown has turned over all three of their possessions. Backdoor pass to Braylon Turnbow, back out on perimeter. Turnbow through a screen. Set by Vineyard, takes it to the foul line. Couple of spin moves down there with the left-handed dribble. Get it to the left wing for Annabelle Adams. Three misses, and it goes out of bounds. .606 left in the first, 2-0 Tigers. Again, they wear the white uniforms, black numbers, trimmed in gold with the gold lettering, trimmed in black. And they nearly force another turnover, instead poke it out of bounds. Fredericktown in the black uniform with the gold numbers on the front and back and gold wording. No trim on either of those. Juliana Lunsford will check into the game for the Lady Cats, as does Lauren Hale, two seniors. Inbound goes to Hale. Trapped to the backcourt. She gets around Braylon Turnbow and quickly up the floor with the speed. 1-on-3. Nearly stepped out of bounds. Gets it ahead of the arc. That was Stevens. Down low for Donahue. Off iron, no good. Rebound knocked away. Stevens has it, but throws it away. And a pushing foul called against Stevens. That was Layla Stevens and Sydney Donahue down there, excuse me. The foul is called against Layla Stevens. On the right wing for Arcadia Valley, that's Annabelle Adams. Try to go inside to Turnbow. Second Arcadia Valley turnover as it's stolen by Layla Stevens. Hale throws it away. The take, the steal, and the lay-in. Lily Adams. After the fourth Fredericktown turnover. Make it five as they throw it away again. That time it's stolen by Vineyard. Outlet to Braylon Turnbow in the right corner. Through a Vineyard screen at the wing. Pull-up jumper for three. Got it. Braylon Turnbow knocks down her first tray of the match, and it's 7-0 Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers. Layla Stevens out of the backcourt has Sydney Donahue. Can't hit the shot. Rebound knocked away, and it's grabbed by Callie Hinkle. Up the floor, Fredericktown picks it off. Slowly, Lauren Hale. On perimeter, left side, Layla Stevens. With it now, that's Lunsford. Had it poked away, got it back at the timeline. Now Hale. Hale into the logo for Lunsford. Lunsford splits a couple of defenders, runs right into Hattie Vineyard, and it goes out of bounds off of Lunsford last. Six Fredericktown turnovers, and we're not to the halfway point of the first quarter yet. 4:27 left. 7-0 Arcadia Valley. It'll be Braylon Turnbow across the timeline. Now to Annabelle Adams in the logo. Left side gets it back to Turnbow ahead of the arc. Through a screen set by Vineyard on perimeter. Man in her face. She takes the shot. Can't hit it. Offensive rebound. That's Annabelle Adams. Beg your pardon. It was Lily Adams. And that shot was blocked from Vineyard. And the rebound grabbed by Tegan Stevens. On the right side, Layla Stevens. Now to the corner for Donahue. Donahue to the right wing for Layla Stevens again. She'll work inside, flip it back out to Donahue. Briley Allgaier back in. She has it at the wing. Now to the left wing. That's Lauren Hale. Dribble drive in. Six-footer wouldn't go, and Vineyard has another rebound. Now to Braylon Turnbow. Quickly up the floor. Turnbow nearly had it poked away. She'll flip it out to Lily Adams on the left side. Bounce pass down low for Vineyard. Turnaround jumper around and in. Vineyard 1-on-2. Got it. It's 9-0. And a timeout called by Jason Starkey, first-year head coach of the Lady Cats. The score is 9-0 Arcadia Valley. 3:16 to go in the first, and day two of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament, the girls game on KFMO.
Discover the ultimate destination for mobile home repairs. R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines. From doors, windows, and plumbing to skirting, roof coating, repairs, and service, they have you covered. Conveniently located in Valley Mines at Highway 67 and Y. Experience top-notch solutions for all your mobile home needs. Why settle for less when you can have the best? Visit R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service. Call 636-937-9898. Your satisfaction is priority.
9-0 is the score. Arcadia Valley leads. 3:16 to go in the first quarter. That timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsegar, located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington, and Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. It'll be Fredericktown ball out of their stoppage. Inbounding on the baseline. Full court pressure from Arcadia Valley. And inbounding, it goes to Lauren Hale. She works across the timeline. Hale, pull-up Jay from the foul line. Off the iron, wouldn't go. Offensive rebound. Donahue can't get that one either. And there's Hattie Vineyard for another rebound and a foul in the backcourt. But it's going against Lauren Hale. And inbounding to throw it in, Callie Hinkle. On the right wing, that's Lily Adams. to Braylon Turnbow. Step back three from the wing. Wouldn't go. And the rebound's deflected away. Addison Gallagher has it. Deep two. That was Lily Adams. It may have been deflected. It goes out of bounds. And it's Fredericktown ball. 2:36 left in the first. 9-0. Arcadia Valley. Inbound nearly stolen. Knocked out of bounds by Vineyard. And it'll stay Fredericktown ball. A little inbound in front of the scorer's table. And Braylon Turnbow with the quick steal, but can't keep it alive. Off from fingertips and out of bounds on the baseline. 2:32 left in the first. Inbound for Layla Stevens. Tries to split a couple of defenders, and a foul is called on Arcadia Valley. It's Lily Adams, her first. And Annabelle Adams will come to the table. Lily Adams coming out. Right of the lane, inbound Tegan Stevens. Throws it to Lauren Hale. Put it off the toe of Braylon Turnbow and out of bounds. And Fredericktown still unable to get out of the backcourt. Layla Stevens gets it to Tegan Stevens across the timeline for Lauren Hale. Now to the right corner. Three, Mel wouldn't go. Rebound grabbed on the far side by Hale after the miss from Mel. Hale again trying to work up the sideline, and it was off of her leg and out of bounds. Another Fredericktown turnover. That's 7. 9-0 Arcadia Valley. And Braylon Turnbow slowly up the floor. Lobs it to the foul line for Gallagher. Down low to Adams. That was Annabelle Adams, and she walks and turns it over. Just the fourth Arcadia Valley turnover. Exactly 2 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Layla Stevens in the backcourt for Lauren Hale. Pass Layla Stevens and out of bounds. And another Fredericktown turnover. They trail 9-0. And with a minute 54 to go in the quarter, Arcadia Valley gets it back. Him out of the backcourt for Turnbow. Crossing the timeline to the right side. Got it to the foul line for Callie Hinkle. Hinkle to the right elbow. Hits the jumper off window and in. Make it 11-0 Arcadia Valley. Layla Stevens out of the backcourt for Lauren Mel. Mel lobs it to the left wing. That's Lunsford up top for Hale. 90 seconds left in the opening quarter. Layla Stevens on the left wing. Up top to Hale. Hale backing her way in towards the elbow. Now to the low block. Swings it to the opposite block. And it's knocked away by Gallagher and out of bounds. And it'll stay Fredericktown ball with a minute 17 left in the first. Callie Hinkle coming out. And Reese Brogan checks into the game for Arcadia Valley. Inbound up top. Donahue. Pass was blocked and stole it away. Another turnover and a foul called against Fredericktown. And it's Lauren Hale, her second. Braylon Turnbow across the timeline. To the right side, got it to Annabelle Adams. Adams up top for Turnbow. 60 seconds left in the opening quarter. Turnbow rejects a screen from Vineyard. Vineyard won't set one. Turnbow gets around three. She's fouled on the floor before the shot. And the foul is called against Juliana Lunsford. And the last foul that Fredericktown can give before AV is in the bonus. And it'll be Annabelle Adams back in to throw it in. She does. Gets it to Vineyard. Shot wouldn't go, and Vineyard's fouled. She's going to the line to shoot two. And the foul is on Lauren Mell. Her first. Free throws are brought to you by Complete Vision Care. First one good. Vineyard's got 5 in the game. That leads all scorers for Arcadia Valley. Second free throw. Nothing but net. Vineyard with six. Free throws brought to you by Complete Vision Care, offering quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized visual solution for every patient. Locations in Lenington and Festus. On the right side, Lauren Mell across the timeline. Mell is trapped. Tries to step through a couple of defenders. Gets it to Layla Stevens, and she turns it over. 10 turnovers in the first quarter. Braylon Turnbow with it now. 35 seconds left, and she's tripped up. Hard to the floor. Players come to their feet. On the right side, it's Brogan. Left wing three from Gallagher wouldn't go. Vineyard with another rebound after the miss. Back out on perimeter. Gallagher to the foul line. Knocked it away. Has to hop over a defender. And Lauren Mell with the steal. Five AV turnovers, but a walk will give it right back. 19.5 left, and Arcadia Valley gets it. Annabelle Adams to inbound right of the lane. Up top to Braylon Turnbow. Game clock down to 17, down to 16, down to 15. Turnbow backs off. Game clock down to 10. Turnbow between the circles for Brogan. Game clock down to 7. Timeout Arcadia Valley with 7.6 left in the first. We'll keep this one here. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsiger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance and a 30-second stoppage. I'd like to thank a couple of our sponsors of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament, Kilster Mary Lee Corporation in Chester, Illinois, the Fredericktown School District, Boyd Towing in Farmington, and Fisher Furniture in Ironton. It's been all Arcadia Valley to start this one. 11 Fredericktown turnovers in the opening quarter, 5 for AV. And the AV chant from the student section. 2 hour left. And inbounding Addison Gallagher with 7.6 to go before the quarter break. Gets it to Annabelle Adams. Hands it off to Braylon Turnbow around perimeter. Three to go. Turnbow with the runner from the foul line. Got it. Five for Turnbow. And that does it in the quarter. We've played 8 minutes. Fredericktown held scoreless, 15-0 Arcadia Valley on KFMO.
Riley's on the Square in downtown Ironton is your community store offering discounted items and more. They're committed to supporting our local communities through donations, requested support, and scholarships for seniors entering trade schools. At Riley's, you'll always find a hometown, family-focused shopping experience. Visit Riley's on the Square at 102 West Russell Street in downtown Ironton. Open Thursday through Saturday, 10 to 7, Sunday and Monday, 10 to 5. Riley's on the Square, where community comes first.
If you are ready for a taste of Mexico in the heart of Arcadia Valley, look no further than Checo's Mexican Restaurant in downtown Ironton. Indulge in the richness of authentic Mexican flavors, from mouth-watering enchiladas to savory tacos and satisfying burritos. Their delicious menu guarantees you leave happy. Explore their lunch specials too. Swing by 106 West Russell Street or call 573-432-2232 to place your order. Checo's Mexican Restaurant, your passport to a culinary journey in Arcadia Valley.
When you need hospital care, you don't have to travel far from home. Iron County Medical Center offers compassionate inpatient care and swing bed services right here in our community. Whether you're recovering from illness, surgery, or injury, their skilled team provides the treatment, therapy, and support you need close to family and friends. Compassionate care close to home. That's the Iron County Medical Center promise. Call 573-546-1260 and learn more.
Quarter break brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsiger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen, and Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. 15-0. The lead for Arcadia Valley over Fredericktown after one quarter of play. And Arcadia Valley has first possession. Annabelle Adams on the right side lobs it up top to Reese Brogan. Brogan out of the right side. Braylon Turnbow at the wing. Down low, posting up Hattie Vineyard. One-on-one off window and in. Vineyard with eight. And it's now 17-0. Fredericktown, I beg your pardon, Arcadia Valley. Fredericktown trails. They're coming out of the backcourt. Briley Allgaier across the timeline. Up top for Mel. Tries to lob it down low. Gets it to Sydney Donahue. Off iron, no good. Allgaier with the rebound. Putback try, but she's fouled by Vineyard, her second. And it'll be Allgaier going to the line to shoot free throws. And they're brought to you by Complete Vision Care, the ideal choice for your routine exams and anything regarding your eye care since 1966. Locations in Lenington and Festus. First free throw short from Allgaier. Second free throw for Allgaier. No good. Offensive rebound. Donahue put back, will rattle in. It took until 7:27 to get the first make, and there's an Arcadia Valley turnover. Across the timeline, now into the hands of Lauren Hell. Hell for Donahue. Down low, tried to go to Mel, and it was deflected away and out of bounds. And Hale will inbound. Lob on the interior feed looking for Donahue. She is wrapped up in a held ball, and the arrow favors Fredericktown. And the inbound will be left of the lane. 1 minute into the second quarter, 17-2, Arcadia Valley. Inbound pass goes to Lauren Mill. Down low pass, Lauren Hale. Back out on perimeter. That's a straight on three from Allgaier. That wouldn't go. Donahue lost the rebound, but it goes off of Arcadia Valley and out of bounds. And Hale will inbound to the lane. Stevens had her shot blocked, knocked away, and grabbing it now is Hale. She can't hit it, and Gallagher has the rebound. Down low pass, right wing three. Annabelle Adams, that wouldn't go. And on the rebound try, Arcadia Valley commits a foul. And it's on Addison Gallagher, her first. Allgaier had the rebound. And it's Fredericktown ball. Tegan Stevens on the right side for Lauren Hale. And now on the left side, Allgaier is fouled again, this time by Lily Adams, her second. And inbounding. Tegan Stevens gets it to Lauren Hale. Across the timeline, try to go to the near side for Donahue. It's intercepted. 12 Fredericktown turnovers. Donahue across the timeline. Beg your pardon, that's Lily Adams. Now to the right side for Annabelle Adams. Lobbed it down low to Callie Hinkle. Try to get it back and does to Annabelle Adams. Now to Lily Adams. It was deflected away and a kickball violation. We'll keep it with Arcadia Valley. Reese Brogan comes in. And it looks like Braylon Turnbow may have Tegan Stevens face guarding. No, she doesn't. Here's an inbound to Hinkle. She misses. Rebound try. It's offensive. That was Annabelle Adams. They get it out to Turnbow. Can't hit the three, and Stevens has the rebound. And across the timeline slowly, Lauren Mill to Briley Allgaier. Interior pass knocked away. Another steal for Arcadia Valley. Three on one. Backdoor pass. Braylon Turnbow off the glass and in. Turnbow with seven, and it's 19-2. Arcadia Valley. Right side attack. That's Lauren Hale. Stopped in front of the team's bench. She threw it off of herself, and it will roll and be collected by Arcadia Valley, but flipped right back to the Lady Cats on the right side. Donahue, elbow jumper wouldn't go. Offensive rebound, Hale, and she's fouled. AV student section doesn't like that call. And it's going against Hattie Vineyard, her third. First free throw, short. For Lauren Hale, free throws are brought to you by Complete Vision Care. Vineyard comes out, and Addison Gallagher checks in. Hale misses them both. Offensive rebound, putback try, wouldn't go from Donahue, and the rebound is grabbed by Gallagher. At the other end, Braylon Turnbow. Crossing the timeline. At the foul line, Turnbow around the defender, lays it off window and can't hit. And Donahue has that rebound, her fifth. Layla Stevens now up the floor. To the left side for Briley Allgaier. Back up top, that's Stevens again. Stevens backs into the logo. To the left wing, she gets it to Donahue. Donahue up top. And it's Tegan Stevens. Now to the right side for Layla Stevens. Donahue cutting to the basket through her fingertips and out of bounds. And that's 14 Lady Black Cat turnovers. And a 19-2 game. The lead for Arcadia Valley. 4.5 left here in the second. Braylon Turnbow across the timeline to the left wing. And that's Annabelle Adams. Now to Turnbow. Back to Annabelle Adams as they play catch. Adams back to Turnbow on the right wing. Zone defense from the Lady Cats. Turnbow to the right side for Gallagher. Gallagher into the corner for Adams. Bounce pass, try to go down low to Brogan, but threw it away. That's 7 AV turnovers. And it'll stay Fredericktown ball. Halfway gone in the second. Crossing the timeline, Lauren Hale. Spin move to the basket, off window, good, and the foul. And one try coming up. The foul is on Annabelle Adams, her first. Free throw brought to you by Complete Vision Care. On the end one, it's good. Old school three-point play converted by Hale. It's now 19-5, 3:53 to go. Braylon Turnbow, right wing three, wants them all back, can't hit. Can't get the foul call either. Riley Allgaier will come away with the rebound. And across the timeline, it's Layla Stevens to the left wing for Allgaier. Allgaier up top goes to Donahue. Back to Allgaier on the left wing. Now to the right wing for Tegan Stevens. Donahue at the foul line gets it. She's tripped up, can't hit the shot, and it goes out of bounds. And coming in, Callie Hinkle to inbound. Inbound goes to Briley Allgaier. She'll work it slowly up the floor. 3:23 left before the halftime break. On the right side, Turnbow gets it back from Annabelle Adams. Hands it to Adams. Now it's Gallagher at the foul line. That's Hinkle. Tries to work through a pair of defenders, and she's tripped up. It'll be a foul on Fredericktown. And Tegan Stevens, her first. 3:11 left in the second quarter, and Callie Hinkle will inbound right of the lane. Gets it to Adams in the right corner. Now for Brogan. Trying to go to the foul line. That's a pass that probably should not have been made. Hinkle can't get to it. It's turned over. She was double covered, and she comes back and steals it. 16 Lady Cat turnovers. Briley Allgaier, backdoor pass. Gallagher off window and in. First make for Addison Gallagher. It's 21-5. Arcadia Valley. Now to the right side. Lunsford, right corner three. That wouldn't go. Rebound is offensive. Hale off window and in. Up top. Turnbow gets it back from Hinkle. Shot wouldn't go. Adams for three. She's fouled. She's shooting three. Foul is called against Julia Lunsford. That'll be her second. And Annabelle Adams has three free throws at the line for this from us. First one, no good. Free throws brought to you by Complete Vision Care, offering quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized visual solution for every patient. Locations in Lenington and Festus. Annabelle Adams, good on the second. Splits the first two, gets a third. And this one on the way. Got it. So she has two in the game. 23-7, her club leads. 2:25 left in the second. In the backcourt, Hale gets around a defender across the timeline. Hale picks up the pace, flips it to Donahue, but Hale is fouled. And she's going to shoot free throws. Foul is on Callie Hinkle. It's her first. Lauren Hale has 5 points in the game of her team's seven. Sydney Donahue with the other two. Hale makes that one. She's got six. Second free throw on the way. That'll rattle in. Seven for Lauren Hale, 23-9. Out of the backcourt, Arcadia Valley, Annabelle Adams. Back out, Braylon Turnbow at the wing. Up top, Callie Hinkle. Hinkle, one dribble into the right corner for Annabelle Adams. Try to go down low to Gallagher, threw it over her head and gives it away. Briley Allgaier the other way with 2 minutes left in the half. Gets it to Mel. Mel up top for Hale. Hale on the right side with a left-handed dribble. Gets it to Stevens. Stevens in the logo. Back to the right side for Hale. Hale taking it at baseline. Spin move, trying to work around Brogan. Picked up her dribble, put it high off the window and in. Lauren Hale has 9, and she has hit 3 straight field goals and 3 straight free throws. Braylon Turnbow across the center stripe. Now to Adams. 90 seconds left in the half. Back to Turnbow through a screen set by Gallagher. Turnbow tried to work around a defender. Dribbled it off of her leg. Had to come out and get it. Trying to flip it up top to Gallagher. Overshot her. And another turnover, the 10th for Arcadia Valley. And a foul is called against Arcadia Valley. And it's on Annabelle Adams. Her second. Free throws for Lauren Mell. Brought to you by Complete Vision Care. First free throw on its way. It's good. First point for Lauren Mell with a minute 18 left in the half. Second free throw. Impending. Got it. 2 for Lauren Mell. Free throws brought to you by Complete Vision Care, and it's now to a 10-point game. It was 17-0. A minute 10 left in the half. Turnbow to the left side, and that's Annabelle Adams. Back to Braylon Turnbow at the right wing. Bobbled it, had to reach back and get it. Down low to Hinkle. Hinkle, a couple of pivots, works around a defender, can't hit it, and the rebound for Allgaier. Hinkle wanted that one. Across the timeline, pass deflected, and another Fredericktown turnover. That's 17. Braylon Turnbow the other way. Working down low. Hook shot lay-in. Might have kissed the glass, but it falls through. 9 for Braylon Turnbow. 40 seconds left. 25-13. Down low. That's Allgaier. Misses the layup try, and Turnbow comes back for the rebound. At the other end, Annabelle Adams at the left wing. Now to Turnbow, head of the arc. She'll work it right elbow. Back her way towards the basket, 1-on-2. Back out, Hinkle. Right wing 3 for Hinkle off the mark. And the rebound grabbed by Sydney Donahue. Stevens across the timeline, 13 seconds left. Layla Stevens, now to Lauren Mell. Game clock down to 7. Hale tried to go inside to Donahue. 4 seconds left, held ball. The arrow favors Arcadia Valley with 3.9 to go. And Hinkle will throw it in. Or rather, she rolls it. 3.9 to go. That's Turnbow at the half-court line. A 1.8 she unloads from the right wing. Wouldn't go. We've played a half. It is 25-13. Arcadia Valley outscored in that quarter, but lead by 12. As we head to the halftime break, you're listening to High School Basketball on AM 1240 KFMO.
It's the holiday season at Fisher Furniture in Ironton, and making delicious meals at home doesn't have to end in a difficult cleanup with an Amana electric range. Thanks to the easy clean glass door and spill saver upswept cooktop, messes and splatters won't matter. Plus, a large oven capacity means you can cook dinner and dessert at the same time. Shop Amana ranges and the entire Whirlpool family now at Fisher Furniture, Highway 21 in Ironton today.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
If you've recently had a life event, call me, Rebecca McClanahan, your Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance agent, and we'll make sure you have the coverage you need.
The annual AB Thanksgiving Tournament is upon us, and you know what that means. Cold weather is too. Now is the time to take care of those fireplace, gas log, and wood stove needs. Both our Farmington and Benton locations are ready to assist you with your next project. Whether you need help finding and installing your perfect heat source or servicing your existing gas logs or direct vent fireplace. Fireplace and Outdoor Living Supply by Victorian Sales, located at 8 East Harrison Street in Farmington, across from the Ozarks Federal Drive-Thru. We thank you and want to wish all the teams good luck in the tournament.
The faculty, staff, and student body of the Arcadia Valley School District would like to wish all of the teams good luck in this year's Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. The Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament is built on tradition, pride, and excellence. Practice good sportsmanship and have fun making memories to last a lifetime. Best of luck to all the teams from all of the Arcadia Valley R2 School District. Go Tigers!
Brad Wooten Auto Body is under new ownership. Owner Brad Jackson is committed to delivering the same trusted quality and craftsmanship customers have relied on for years. From dents to full collision repair, your vehicle is in expert hands. Stop by 401 North Main Street in Ironton or call 573-546-2867 to let the team at Brad Wooten Auto Body take care of you. Brad Wooten Auto Body, new ownership, same dependable service.
If you enjoy delicious pub-style food, you need to head out to the Iron Mule in Ironton. Enjoy a great selection from pizza, burgers, wings, wraps, and salads. Choose from an array of sauces for your wings and try the tasty gumbo. Check out the Godzilla Meat Lover's Pizza or the Uptown Supreme. Hungry yet? Then head over to the Iron Mule on Highway 21 next to Save-A-Lot in Ironton.
The faculty and staff at the West County School District would like to take this time to wish the coaches and players of the Bulldogs basketball team the best of luck in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Basketball Tournament. Your hard work and dedication makes the school district proud. So keep up the good work and good luck during the tournament from everyone at the West County R4 School District in Leadwood.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on AM 1240 KFMO. Midwest Sports Center in Farmington is your premier dealership for power sports. Visit them for your next great adventure on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store. On Walker Drive in Farmington, the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on AM 1240 KFMO.
At intermission, the Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers lead the Fredericktown Lady Blackhats 25-13. Jared Pettis with you as we recap the first half with the Samsons and Ford Lincoln stats from the opening half. And we start it with Arcadia Valley. Braylon Turnbow, 9 points. Hattie Vineyard has 8. And it's 2 each from Callie Hinkle, Annabelle Adams, Lily Adams, and Addison Gallagher. For the Fredericktown Lady Cats, Lauren Hale has 9. Sydney Denahue and Lauren Mell each have 2. Those are the scoring numbers. From the field, shooting-wise, Arcadia Valley is 10 for 25. That's good for 40%. Fredericktown is 4 of 19. That is 21%. They are 0 for 3 from perimeter, and AV is 1 for 10. That's 10%. From the foul line, 4 of 5 for Arcadia Valley. That's 80%. 5 of 9 for the Lady Cats, 56%. Rebound edge goes to Fredericktown, 16-10. Turnovers, 18 for the Lady Black Cats and 10 for Arcadia Valley. Scoring from the bench favors Fredericktown as well. All 9 from Lauren Hale. At the half, it's 25-13. Those stats are brought to you by Sam Sism Ford Lincoln, supporting our community since 1937. Shop local, where hundreds of makes and models come with a no-cost to you forever warranty. Go online to SismFord.com or call 573-431-3177. We'll be back with more after this on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on KFMO.
Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington.
25-13 is the lead. Arcadia Valley holds it at halftime. They outscored Fredericktown in the first quarter 15-0 and led 17-0 before the first basket was made by the Lady Cats, Sydney Denihue, at 7:27 left in the second. So that would be approximately 8:33 into the game is when Fredericktown got their first make. Of course, they are 4 of 19 from the field. Third quarter coming up after this. It is 25-13. Arcadia Valley leads as we wrap up the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on KFMO.
You've been listening to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report. Midwest Sports Center in Farmington is your premier dealership for power sports. Visit them for your next great adventure on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store on Walker Drive in Farmington.
The second half is next on AM 1240 KFMO.
For the absolute best in automotive restoration and collision repair services in Washington and surrounding counties, call American Metal Collision and Restoration. From hail damage to fender benders to full collision work and frame repair, American Metal Collision and Restoration has you covered. Give them a call today at 573-436-1734 or check them out online at AmericanMetalCollisionAndRestoration.com. American Metal Collision and Restoration, located on Business Park Drive off Highway O in Mineral Point.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
AM 1240 KFMO is a member of the Misha Audio Network.
Looking for custom apparel that stands out? Welcome to Graphic Options in Farmington, your one-stop shop for all things custom. From t-shirts to hats, embroidery to screen printing, they have you covered. Need a unique design? They will bring your vision to life with top-notch quality and fast turnaround. Visit them at 120 West Pine Street in Farmington. They'll make your next event or business look amazing. Graphic Options, where creativity meets style.
At Fredericktown R1 School District, they're not just preparing students for tests, they're preparing them for life. From innovative classrooms to supportive teachers, every student is given the tools to dream big and achieve. It's about inspiring a love for learning and building a strong foundation in academics, careers, technical education, arts, and athletics. In Fredericktown, our future starts here, where excellence in education shapes tomorrow's leaders. Fredericktown R1, where learning takes priority.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
Find out how Chuck Odle can help with all your auto, home, and life needs. See Chuck Odle Shelter Insurance on East School Street in Bonterre today or call 358-3674.
Oh no, my car won't start.
You should call Boyd Towing. They offer 24/7 emergency services.
Thanks, I'll give them a call.
Boyd Towing in Farmington offers a variety of services including towing, roadside assistance, tire changes, and jump starts.
Oh, what if my keys are locked in my car?
Boyd Towing can help with that too. Find them on Facebook or call 573-431-1050 today and Boyd Towing will be headed your way. That's 573-431-1050.
Out of the timeout, the Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers force a turnover, and down the other way, Braylon Turnbow forces a foul and she's shooting two free throws. First one good. 10 in the game for Turnbow. And it's a 26-13 lead. 10 seconds into the third quarter. Arcadia Valley up. Free throws brought to you by Complete Vision Care. The foul, by the way, was the second on Layla Stevens. Turnbow hits them both. She's got 11. And the backcourt, Layla Stevens, works it across the timeline. Head of the arc. Gets it to Tegan Stevens. Back to Layla Stevens on the right side. Now into the left corner for Briley Allgaier. Allgaier works baseline off iron, can't hit. And there's Annabelle Adams for the rebound. At the other end, pass goes over the top of Lily Adams, and she lost it out of bounds. Arcadia Valley will turn over for the 11th time. 27-13. AV leads Fredericktown ball. Teams have switched sides. Lady Cats attack the bucket furthest from us. Layla Stevens trapped in the backcourt. Lobs it to Lauren Mell across the timeline. She'll work it all the way to the baseline. Try and step around the defender. Wild shot wouldn't go. Offensive rebound Tegan Stevens on the putback. Her first attempted shot, and she had to make. 27-15, Braylon Turnbow in the logo. To the right wing, Lily Adams. Adams to the left side, and Annabelle Adams. Back into the logo. Annabelle Adams to the left side, into the corner for Lily Adams. Back to Annabelle Adams as they play catch. To the foul line, Hinkle, jumper from there. Had a lot of air underneath that one, wouldn't go. And the rebound is brought down by Sydney Donahue. Out of the backcourt. That's Donahue to the right side, Mel. Mel back to the foul line. Into the left corner for Tegan Stevens. Now it's Allgaier, left wing three. That rattles off. Rebound Donahue, and she's fouled by Vineyard. That'll be her fourth. Donahue will shoot two. That is eight rebounds for Sydney Donahue. First free throw, off window and in. 3 points for the senior, Donahue. Free throws brought to you by Complete Vision Care, the ideal choice for your medical eye care concerns, including dry eyes and other eye diseases. Locations in Lennington and Festus. Next one on its way wouldn't go. Rebound grabbed and offensive. Back to the foul line. Stevens, beg your pardon, Donahue with the miss. After the rebound from Tegan Stevens. At the other end, Lily Adams is blocked and will shoot free throws. The foul called against Briley Allgaier, her first. First trip to the Complete Vision Care foul stripe for Lily Adams. First free throw, no good, off the back iron. She will get a second. Tegan Stevens comes out as Juliana Lunsford checks in. Second free throw short. Donahue with the rebound. Up the floor. That's Layla Stevens across the timeline to the right side for Lauren Hale. Lobbed it down low for Donahue. Off iron wouldn't go. Rebound Braylon Turnbow, her second. And she quickly gets up court at the foul line. Fadeaway jumper from the elbow wouldn't go. Rebound deflected and grabbed by Hale, her fifth. Crossing the center stripe, Stevens to the right wing. Donahue, no good. Rebound that time, Gallagher. Bounce pass to the left side, Allgaier. To the left wing, Lily Adams. Got it from Annabelle Adams. Back to Adams. Now for Hinkle. Hinkle back out. Adams to Adams. That was Lily. Now it's Annabelle. Wing three wouldn't go. Hinkle with the rebound. Back out. Annabelle Adams again misses them both. And that time Allgaier comes away with the board. And that is her fifth. Out of the backcourt she has it. Left side, Lunsford. Up top, Layla Stevens steps into a wide open three. Nothing but net. 27-19. Layla Stevens cuts into the deficit. Now down to single digits. Across the timeline, Braylon Turnbow. Through the logo to the right wing. Now the head of the arc. Spin move to the foul line. Bounce pass down low past Hinkle and out of bounds. 12 Arcadia Valley turnovers. Ricky Turnbow not happy with that possession. And the backcourt, Lauren Hale across the timeline. Hale splits a couple of defenders. Wide open lane to the cup. She'll take it and miss. And a foul on the rebound try by Donahue on the push of the back. Donahue commits her first. 4:31 to go in the third quarter. 27-19 Arcadia Valley. They've been outscored since the first quarter 19-15. As, I beg your pardon, 19-12, excuse me. And Juliana Lunsford commits her third foul. And inbounding left of the lane will be Annabelle Adams. Does it end to Hinkle? Elbow jumper, short, rebound grab by Hale. Hale out of the backcourt, picking up the pace. Dribbles around a defender, and a blocking foul is called on Arcadia Valley, and that's Lily Adams, her third. She didn't like the call, pleading her case with her head coach, Ricky Turnbow, and he says just don't do it. 4:11 to go in the third, 27-19. Fredericktown inbound on the right side in front of their bench. Lily Adams comes out, and checking in, Reese Brogan, a senior. Coming over to inbound, Sydney Dunahoo. No, she comes off the floor. It is Layla Stevens to throw it in. Stevens for Hale. Head of the arc, Hale picked up the dribble. Right wing for Stevens. She'll work it to the foul line. Left-hand runner off window and in, and the foul. Layla Stevens with the make of the and one is coming up. Foul is on Annabelle Adams. That's her third. Traditional three-point play coming up on the extra point try, brought to you by Complete Vision Care. And it's Layla Stevens. Good on the end one. She has six in the game, and it's 27-22. 4 minutes left in quarter number three. Braylon Turnbow slowly out of the backcourt. Cuts back to the left wing. Gets it to Gallagher, out of the right wing for Hinkle. Hinkle takes it top of the key. Picked up the dribble to the right side. Gallagher into the corner for Hattie Vineyard. Down low, Hinkle nearly lost it. One on two, and she gives it away. That's a double dribble. And a turnover. Arcadia Valley up by just five. They were up by 17 early in the second quarter. Layla Stevens out of the backcourt to the right wing. Into the corner. Mel for three. That rattles over. Rebound. Tegan Stevens. Back to Allgaier. 18-footer. May have been deflected. It wouldn't go. And Hinkle is there. On the right side, Arcadia Valley. Out of Turnbow. Turnbow to the left wing. Gallagher. Unloads from the land of plenty. That wouldn't go. Vineyard can't get to the rebound. It's grabbed by Stevens. Stevens up the floor. Runner wouldn't go, and a blocking foul is called. She's going to the line to shoot two. Braylon Turnbow thought she just took a charge. Instead, they call her on the blocking foul. The foul is the first on Turnbow. She couldn't believe the call. It's two free throws for Stevens. First one good. She's got seven, and it's a four-point game. This was a 17-0 deficit 30 seconds into the second quarter. Second free throw rattles out. Rebound, Tegan Stevens throws it away, and Turnbow has it. Turnbow coast to coast and lays it off window and in. 13 for Braylon Turnbow, 29-23 is the score. A full stoppage called by Fredericktown. We'll take the break as well. You're listening to High School Basketball, the 99th annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament on KFMO.
Plenty of companies can help you with your home improvement projects, but few offer the skills and resources of 30-plus years in business. Dalton Home Improvement is experienced in exterior projects like doors, windows, siding, and gutters, and interior projects including kitchen and bath remodeling. Dalton Home Improvement can help you from start to finish when you are ready to make improvements on your home or business. Call 314-640-2808 or check them out at daltonhomeimprovements.com. Gilster Mary Lee is hiring long-haul and regional company drivers. Starting pay is 58 cents for all hub miles and $14 per hour detention. The loads are round trips, so drivers are home every week. Gilster Mary Lee is a private label grocery manufacturer with a fleet of 200 commercial tractors and 900 dry vans. The dry grocery industry is essential and growing. Get applications by calling Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
Timeout was brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sunsiger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Full court pressure from Arcadia Valley. Inbound goes to Layla Stevens in Fredericktown. Cutting into the deficit, it's at 6. Was as low as 4. Allgaier, wing 3, wouldn't go. Rebound grabbed by Hinkle. Her fourth, and we get a foul on the pass to Turnbow. It's going against Fredericktown. Tegan Stevens, her second. And with 2:35 to go in the third, that puts AV in the bonus. Callie Hinkle will shoot free throws. First one good. Free throws are brought to you by Complete Vision Care. The ideal choice for your child's first eye exam at 3 years old or sooner. If you notice any problems, locations in Lenington and Festus. Second free throw. Nothing but net. Four in the game for Hinkle. 31-23. The lead back to 8. Layla Stevens across the timeline. Lobs it to Tegan Stevens. Tried to go to Callie Hinkle, and it was intercepted and knocked out of bounds. And Layla Stevens will inbound. Inbound pass goes to Tegan Stevens. Now to Layla Stevens in the logo. On perimeter. Bounce pass tried to go to Tegan Stevens. It was stolen by Hinkle. She's tripped up the man and flipped it to Annabelle Adams. Backdoor pass. That's Turnbow. Can't hit the shot, and she's fouled. Turnbow to the line to shoot two. The foul was called against Layla Stevens, her third. Free throw good for Turnbow. 14 in the game, as she's got 3 of 3 from the foul line. Substitutions coming in. Sydney Denihue and Juliana Lunsford. And the free throw for Turnbow. Good. 4 of 4 for Turnbow. 15 points in the game. 2:10 left in the third quarter. And the spread back to 10, 33-23. Gets it to Lunsford. Trying to go inside. Stolen by Hattie Vineyard. Vineyard out of the backcourt for Turnbow to the right corner. That's Lily Adams. Dribble drive at the baseline. Stepped on the baseline and turns it over. 14 AV turnovers. Ricky Turnbow wanted a push out of bounds, but the official saw otherwise. And Lauren Mell will come out of the backcourt for the black and gold. Gets it to Denihue. Back out on perimeter for Lunsford. Back to Mell. Into the left corner. That's Allgaier. She'll dribble to the wing. Pull-up jumper from there. Wouldn't go. And the rebound is grabbed by Lily Adams. She'll work it up the floor. Lily Adams now to Annabelle Adams at the left wing. Back to Lily at the right wing. Catch and shoot three. Short. Rebound chased down into the corner. Grabbed by Adams, and she steps out of bounds. 15 Arcadia Valley turnovers in a 10-point game. A minute 21 left in quarter number 3. And Lauren Mell out of the back court. Mell across the timeline on the left side. Into the corner for Briley Allgaier. Back to Mell. Mell to the right wing. Gets it to Lunsford. Into the corner for Allgaier. 60 seconds left in the quarter. Mell down low. Denihue out on perimeter. That's Lunsford. Around a pair of defenders. Pull up Jay from 10. Wouldn't go. And the rebound's grabbed by Annabelle Adams. And she's fouled. And we walk it down and shoot free throws. And the foul is called against Lauren Mell, her second. It'll be Annabelle Adams shooting two with 52.3 on the clock. After this one, Fredericktown boys play Bismarck in the 4-5 in the last quarterfinal of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament to set the field for semifinals played tomorrow. First free throw from Annabelle Adams, no good. Free throws are brought to you by Complete Vision Care. Second free throw on the way. Rattles in. 3 points in the game for Annabelle Adams, all from the Complete Vision Care foul line. 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Lauren Mell out of the backcourt on the left side. Swings it to Juliana Lunsford. Try to go to Hale, and it's poked out of bounds by Hinkle. It'll stay Fredericktown ball, 35.9 left. Inbound to the backcourt for Mell. Zone defense from Arcadia Valley. Pass for Lunsford. Out of bounds. No, stays inbounds. Lunsford picked it up but throws it away. Callie Hinkle one-on-one trying to take Mell off the dribble. Can't. Sends it down low. And then the pass ricochets off the foot of Vineyard. And Arcadia Valley turns it over. Lily Adams tried the bounce pass but had to bounce a little too close to Vineyard. Nothing that Hattie could do there. Down low, Donahue. Takes a spin-around jumper over the head of Vineyard. Wouldn't go. And the rebound is grabbed by Hinkle. She works it coast to coast, misses that one, and there's Lunsford with the board. And that'll do it in the quarter. We've played three full. The score, 34-23, Arcadia Valley up by 11 on KFMO.
For the absolute best in automotive restoration and collision repair services in Washington and surrounding counties, call American Metal Collision and Restoration. From hail damage to fender benders to full collision work and frame repair, American Metal Collision and Restoration has you covered. Give them a call today at 573-436-1734 or check them out online at AmericanMetalCollisionAndRestoration.com. American Metal Collision and Restoration, located on Business Park Drive off Highway O in Mineral Point.
The faculty and staff at the West County School District would like to take this time to wish the coaches and players of the Bulldogs basketball team the best of luck in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Basketball Tournament. Your hard work and dedication makes the school district proud. So keep up the good work and good luck during the tournament from everyone at the West County R4 School District in Leadwood.
If you enjoy delicious pub-style food, you need to head out to the Iron Mule in Ironton. Enjoy a great selection from pizza, burgers, wings, wraps, and salads. Choose from an array of sauces for your wings and try the tasty gumbo. Check out the Godzilla Meat Lover's Pizza or the Uptown Supreme. Hungry yet? Then head over to the Iron Mule on Highway 21 next to Save-A-Lot in Ironton.
Third quarter underway, fourth quarter underway, 34-23, the lead for the Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers. Baseline jumper from 10, wouldn't go from Lily Adams. Offensive rebound, Hattie Vineyard, nearly walked out on perimeter for Annabelle Adams. Now it's Lily, straight on three. That rattles off, bounces off the top of the backboard. Vineyard comes away with the rebound. We go held ball, and the arrow will favor Fredericktown. Stand it to Lauren Hale. Seconds into the fourth, 11-point lead Arcadia Valley. It was 17, is the largest at 17-0. Fredericktown cut it down to a 4-point game in that third quarter. Low block, flat-footed shot. Sydney Denihu, with the make. She's got five, and it's 34-9. And Fredericktown will poke a pass away out of bounds. It'll stay Arcadia Valley in the offensive half court. Inbound goes to Hinkle in the right corner. Now to the right wing for Annabelle Adams. To the left wing for Lily Adams. Back to Annabelle Adams. And to the right wing again, Hinkle. She'll work it down low. A spin move. Jumper off iron. Wouldn't go. Allgaier with the rebound. Allgaier now to Lauren Hale. Across the timeline. Into the corner for Tegan Stevens. Now to the wing for Layla Stevens. She'll work through a pair of defenders. Back out for Hale. Doesn't take the shot. Allgaier was wide open. She wanted it. Shot wouldn't go. And the rebound is grabbed by Annabelle Adams. At the other end, it's Arcadia Valley. Braylon Turnbow on the right wing. Through a screen set by Vineyard. Now to the left wing for Annabelle Adams. Bounce pass out to Lily Adams. Through the key to the right side. Deep two. Too strong from Callie Hinkle. Rebound. Stole it away and grabbed by Adams. That's Lily. She misses. She's going to the line to shoot free throws. Foul is on Briley Allgaier, her second. First for Lily Adams, good. She's got 3 points in the game. She gets a second try from the Complete Vision Care foul stripe. That'll rattle in. Four for Lily Adams. Inbound pass goes to Layla Stevens. She and Tegan Stevens play catch. Layla Stevens, now to Tegan Stevens. Bounce pass, and it's Lauren Hale to the foul line. Hale kicks it out. Allgaier, left corner three, wouldn't go. Rebound knocked out of the hands of Turnbow and out of bounds. AV ball. Allgaier struggling from the field tonight. 0-for-8. Four misses inside the arc, four misses outside the arc. Pass down low to Turnbow, knocked out by Tegan Stevens, and it'll stay Arcadia Valley ball. 36-25, an 11-point lead for the Lady Tigers. Inbound pass to Braylon Turnbow, 1-on-4, kick it back out for Annabelle Adams. She'll take it back to the logo, now cut to the foul line. Bounce pass to Callie Hinkle on the right wing. To the left wing, that's Lily Adams. Down low, Hattie Vineyard posting up. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Lauren Hale. Across the timeline, Hale lost it, turns it over. 25 turnovers. Quick break the other way, all alone. That's Annabelle Adams with her first make from the field. She's got 5 points in the game, and it's 38-25 with 5:15 left in regulation. Underhand toss. Donahue can't hit the jumper. Vineyard has the rebound. Five rebounds for Vineyard. She works it up the floor. We get a whistle and a foul called against Fredericktown. I think it's on Sydney Donahue based off of her body language. No, they put it instead on Lauren Hale, her third. Braylon Turnbow inbounds left of the lane. To Lily Adams, back to Turnbow, back to Adams. Spin move, bounce pass, Hinkle, corner three from the left side, that's short. Rebound off of Donahue and grabbed by Hale. Now it's Layla Stevens. Hand off for Allgaier at the timeline, lobs it to Hale. Hale with 4.5 to go, nearly lost it, got it back just inside the foul line. Jumper from there wouldn't go, and Vineyard comes away with it. And she will be fouled. This one's on Sydney Donahue, that's her second. 4:26 to go in regulation, 38-25 Arcadia Valley. Braylon Turnbow across the timeline. To the left side, Annabelle Adams. Into the logo for Lily Adams. To the foul line, Lily Adams, runner, can't get that one to go, but got her own rebound. Tried to go back inside to Vineyard, and it knocked away and stolen by Sydney Donahue. And she gets it to Layla Stevens. Out of the backcourt, Layla Stevens to the right side. Pitches it to Tegan Stevens, who receives that one on the line in front of her bench and turns it over. 26th Fredericktown turnover, 38-25. AV leads. Braylon Turnbow slowly up the floor in our direction. Lobs to Gallagher. Gallagher, elbow, jumper, rattles in. Four in the game for Gallagher. 3.5 to go, 40-25 in a 15-point game. On the left side now, Hale backs her way inside. Hale, swing pass out. Donahue was wide open, didn't take the three. Get it to Stevens, step back three. Layla Stevens rattles off. Tegan Stevens with the rebound. Players come together. Held ball, and the arrow favors Arcadia Valley. Raylan Turnbow in the backcourt. Crossover dribble to get around Juliana Lunsford. On the right side, Briley Aug, I beg your pardon, that's Annabelle Adams, picked up the dribble to the elbow for Gallagher. Gallagher through a screen set by Vineyard. Gallagher up and underneath move in the lay-in. Six for Gallagher, and it's 42-25. On the left side across the timeline, Layla Stevens, head of the arc, to the right side for Lauren Mell. Mell met by a pair of Lady Tigers, works her way to the sideline, nearly turned it over. Donahue at the elbow in the corner for Allgaier. Briley Allgaier got the three. Her first make from the field, 2.5 to go, 42-28. Annabelle Adams out of the backcourt, into the logo. Now to Lily Adams, but Allgaier with the steal. Coming all the way back though, Lily Adams forced the turnover. And then Briley Allgaier touches it out of bounds. 2:16 left. Substitutions to the table. Lauren Hale and Tegan Stevens. And for Arcadia Valley, Annabelle Adams will inbound to Lily Adams. She bounces it right back to Annabelle. Tegan Stevens into face guard. Braylon Turnbow. Gallagher has it, head of the arc. Gallagher down low, steps around a defender and lays it in. Three straight makes for Gallagher. She's got 8 points in the game and is perfect 4 of 4 inside the foul line, or inside the three-point line, I should say, and another forced turnover by Arcadia Valley, and a foul is called against Fredericktown. It's Lauren Hale. Her fourth. Last foul that the Lady Cats can give before AV's in the bonus. A minute 44 left, 44-28. Gallagher, down low pass to Turnbow, keeps it alive, got it to Annabelle Adams, through the lane. Vineyard off window and in, Hattie Vineyard. Double digits, 10 points in the game to go with 6 rebounds. Outlet over the head of Layla Stevens, and there's turnover number 25. Beg your pardon, turnover number 30 for Fredericktown. Callie Hinkle comes back in, Hattie Vineyard comes out. 80 seconds left in regulation across the timeline. It's Arcadia Valley. To the left side, Lily Adams. Bounce pass, Callie Hinkle at the foul line. Picked up the dribble, bounce pass to Gallagher in the left corner. Gallagher to the right side, at the wing. That's Annabelle Adams. Gets it to Lily Adams. Back out, Annabelle Adams. Deflected away and out of bounds off of Fredericktown. 53.2 left. Inbound to Braylon Turnbow. To the left side, and Lily Adams. 45 seconds left. Lily Adams had it poked away. Has to go get that one. It was deflected. She picks it up. No whistle. We play on. Back across the timeline into the offensive front court. That's Annabelle Adams. Back towards the timeline. Crossover dribble. Cuts back to the left side for Lily Adams. Bobbled it. Runner wouldn't go, and she's fouled with 28 seconds left. Lily Adams to the free throw line. First free throw for Lily Adams rattles in. Free throws are brought to you by Complete Vision Care. The ideal choice for anything regarding your eye care needs. Locations in Lenington and Festus. Second free throw. Short. Rebound for Donahue. That's 10 for her. 5 points shy of a double-double. Across the timeline, Hale to the foul line. Hale, jumper from there wouldn't go, and Hinkle has the rebound. 12 seconds left. Braylon Turnbow in the right corner. Takes it to the wing. Sends it to the left side for Gallagher. Three ball. Gallagher rattles out. Rebound Donahue with 1 second left. That'll do it. Final score in this one, 47-28. Arcadia Valley takes the win, holding Fredericktown to just 5 points in that fourth quarter while scoring 13. We head to the between game show, and we'll have our final broadcast of the night. Fredericktown and Bismarck on the boys' side coming up after this on KFMO.